This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here with you. Effective communication is the foundation of any healthcare team. And poor and non-existent communication among healthcare professionals can often negatively impact on patient care, especially today when the stresses of today's healthcare system threaten the delivery of compassionate care. We'll hear with more on some new efforts to address this is Reverend Virginia Lawson, ordained in the Rinzai Zen Buddhist tradition, who serves as an interfaith chaplain at Upstate Medical University. Welcome. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much for having me here.
So there's a new effort underway to address this whole idea of healthcare providers communicating.
Yes, that's correct. It's the Short Center Rounds. Started about 10 years ago out of a hospital in Boston by a young man, Mr. Schwartz, who actually died of a cancer at the very early age, early 40s. And he was just so impressed by the compassionate care that he got, that he, before he died, made provision in his will for these compassionate care rounds to be begun. And there are in about 300 hospitals now around the country.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you're beginning this here?
Yes, our second one will be December 3rd here at the hospital.
And tell us more about what happens. What exactly do we mean when we say compassionate care?
It's a focus. It fits right in with Upstate's patient-first philosophy. It's a focusing on the patient as a whole and the members of the team. And compassion is, you know, with passion, with being aligned with the patient as opposed to a hierarchical kind of thing, but emotionally, of course, maintaining a professional distance, but emotionally recognizing the patient as being whole and complete, but also recognizing everybody in that multidisciplinary team as still needing this, being able to communicate, being able to talk about, being able to share feelings and compassion. So being able to recognize the fed compassion in each other.
So the idea here is that all the members of the team are basically better able to be in touch with their own emotions and therefore be able to share in the emotions of the patient and do a better job caregiving?
Exactly. Not only exactly that, basically, but also recognizing the emotions of the other people who are on the team, recognizing the humanist, the humane between doctors, nurses, all members, the housekeeping who are very much involved in long-term, you know, they know the patients, they see the patients in long-term care and such, and security and all. So it's multidisciplinary. It's not only clinical, though clinical is the focus of our particular funder, but it actually, the Schwartz Compassionate Care Rounds specifically are for all members, all disciplines within the hospital.
So it really is to try to make it a very kind of a lot of equanimity, a lot of equalness amongst all of the players mm-hmm. in the setting.
Yeah, a recognition.
Patient, doctor, mm-hmm. nurse.
Yeah, recognition of going beyond roles. Not interacting as roles, but interacting as we're all together on this team and we're really all focused on this patient and on the patient family.
How did this come to be here at Upstate?
We have, there was a doctor here, Dr. Dan Burdick, and he was very much interested in this idea, not the compassionate rounds by name, because he wrote about this 25 years ago, but he was very interested and he was focusing on physicians, he being a physician, focusing on physicians recognizing their feelings and not stuffing it, but actually recognizing their feelings, talking with other physicians, talking with other people, bringing it out so that they could provide this humane, compassionate care. Dr. Burdick died, but his children created a fund, and that's the seed money. This is our very first year with our very first program coming up on October 1st, and they provided the seed money, and we're going ahead. We're going to present six of these programs.
Wow. You know, if you're just joining us, we're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen, along with Reverend Virginia Lawson, and she's one of the interfaith chaplains at Upstate Medical University. And we're talking about Compassionate Rounds, which is a new program to facilitate healthcare provider communications. But it sounds like more than communications. It sounds like emotional sensitivity overall.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the missions of the spiritual care department is to support staff, as well as being here for families and patients. And this is a support for staff. What we're going to do, what one does in these Schwartz Center rounds, is to focus on a particular case that's been stressful. And people, it's not a root cause, what went wrong, what can we do different.
It's not like grand rounds.
No, it's not, even though it is a grand rounds formula or platform. No, it's not.
It's not looking so much at the underlying clinical issues. It's looking more specifically on the emotional content.
It's looking more exactly. How did, this is what happened and this is what I felt. This is what happened and this is what I wish could have happened. But it's not trying to solve a problem. It's a safe place. Confidentiality is stressed. It's a safe place to talk about what your feelings were. And that's how, at least the research has shown over the last 10 years, that's how a closer team is built, by recognizing what comes out almost naturally is recognizing other people on the team as being concerned. And also that it breaks down isolation and stress.
So take us through it. How does it start? I mean, give us an example of how the rounds work.
Okay, we have a planning committee. I have 12 people on our planning committee. They are
doctors. And you are the coordinator.
I am the coordinator. We have a facilitator who is Reverend Terry Culbertson, who is the director of the spiritual care department. We have a physician champion, which is a title that the Schwartz Round has, and that's Dr. Colleen O'Leary. She's an anesthetologist and a teacher in that department. And then we have several doctors, social work, continuing care.
So you have a representative.
I have 15 different representatives, and they're people who can get the word out.
But how does actually give? I mean, take us into a rounds.
Oh,
I mean, let us be a fly on the wall. What actually transpires?
Okay, our first topic is going to be when you're overwhelmed by a non-compliant patient and family conflict. So it's a real case, and the people who were involved in it are invited to attend, and the people who are involved in it, we're using three people, are on what's the panel who will give the setup, and they speak for 3 to 5 minutes. And there's a doctor, and she will give the clinical sort of details. And then we have a social worker and a nurse.
So they lay out, first what they do is they lay out what happened.
Exactly.
But then what happens?
Well, they lay out their perception of what happened with their emotional response. And then the facilitator opens it to the audience. So most of the time is spent on audience saying, yes, I was involved and this was the frustration, or I wasn't involved with this young man, but I've been involved with other ones and this is how I felt, or this brought up my brother who it broke my heart because he wasn't compliant, or any of those things. And that's it. That's the talking it through, the sharing of experience. Then at the end, the facilitator summing it up, and they last for an hour.
So it's almost like I hesitate to use this word, but almost like an emotional support group.
Absolutely.
For all of the people involved in the care of sick patients.
Absolutely, yes. Because, as I said, we do involve housekeeping, security, especially in this particular case, all the people who were involved or possibly were involved, yes.
Where else is this happening?
Well, here in town, St. Joe's has been doing it for, I think, 4 or 5 years, and the Veterans Administration over at the VA, they've been doing it, I think, for 2 years. And we're doing it in our fiscal year, 6 programs our fiscal year, every other month.
Wow.
So we've done one October 1st. We'll be doing one December 3rd.
And you said that there are over 300 healthcare facilities throughout the United States that are doing
this? Yes, the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom.
That seems amazing to me. It seems the direction that we need to be taking, especially as we get, I don't know, as healthcare systems become larger in a sense and potentially more depersonalized, it seems like this is an important balancer.
I believe so. And I was really impressed when we were reviewing it, because Dr. Coleman was one at the cancer center. Dr. Leslie Coleman, yes. She was one of the first to attempt to bring this, and it was the family of Dr. Burdick was in contact with her. And actually, our first rounds are going to be an oncology round, sort of to honor him and his work. But I was really impressed by the materials that are on their website. That's the Schwartz Center Rounds website.
We'll have a link to that on our website as well.
Wonderful. Because they have videos that have testimony talking from doctors, nurses, people who've participated in these. But there's been independent research. And one of the clearest, one of the reasons that it's so good, I think, is that one of the problems, one of the issues with healthcare workers is the stress and isolation felt, not just by physicians, but by a number, level of frustration with patients who will not comply. And this stress and this isolation, it's just plain not healthy, for one thing, but it also affects performance. And research, they had independent research done, shows that the stress is much, much lessened, that even indirectly, patient satisfaction goes up in the hospitals where this is.
So just by the act of sharing?
Just by the act, it's amazing. Just by the act of sharing, the act of knowing you're not alone.
Do you find, or have you found in looking over the research, that some people are more reluctant than others, perhaps, to engage in this kind of sharing? It would seem that might be one of your potential challenges.
It is, absolutely. That's why our planning committee is so important. The people on the planning committee are, quite frankly, people of influence. And part of their duty is to informally talk it up among the physicians, among their other, their colleagues, to encourage. Another encouragement is that we do continuing medical education units. Both doctors and nurses can earn them for this. That's recognized nationally for that. Apparently what happens is it's a building. People come, they talk, they go out, they share, they recognize the confidentiality. They don't say, this person said blah, blah, blah. It's, this is what was said, and it builds. So it's
In other words, the first one might not, you might be a little bit in a little bit of a chill over the whole situation, but the hope would be over time people would warm up to it, be more comfortable with sharing, mm-hmm. and that actually it would almost kind of snowball in a positive direction.
Yes, and I really believe that it will, given every person that we invited to be on the planning committee. Not only did they respond yes, they responded enthusiastically, some of them with the, it's about time, yes, I'm waiting for this. I was really overwhelmed with the kind of absolute openness of sharing of just about everyone. And there were two people who we invited who were not able because of schedules, and they recommended other people who did accept. So I'm really encouraged. It's like, come and taste and see this is good, and then I'm encouraged.
It sounds like it's going to be an incredible addition to what is offered at Upstate in the culture that's already there. But I want to thank you so much for coming in and sharing all of that with us. I mean, it's very interesting. So this is the Schwartz Compassionate Rounds.
Our second one will be December 3rd, Tuesday, and that will deal with a very tough sickle cell case.
I hope you'll come back and report on the results and
I'd
us
be
know how
to.
It went. It would be wonderful. Well, thank you so much. My guest has been Reverend Virginia Lawson. She is a ordained in the Rinzai Zen Buddhist tradition, and she is also an interfaith chaplain at Upstate Medical University. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.